Hey, John.
Hey, Drew.
You want to go to this new restaurant I found called Soup Tossers? Yeah, everyone gets an empty bowl when you walk in.
Okay.
And then you got people...
Like stations where you fill it up with soup?
No. You sit at a table. Oh. Then you got the waiters. They're walking around with a rolling cart. And on that rolling cart, there's a big vat of hot soup. And you just raise your bowl in the air when you want some soup, and they get a ladleful and they toss it at you. It's called Soup Tossers. I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Hourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything. 1 hour at a time. You know, we should have done this one at a restaurant.
Yeah.
That would have been a good place to talk about restaurants.
You're right.
Themed restaurants, which is what we're talking about. Not in a restaurant, but... having recently both been to themed restaurants, I think, you know, I mean, you're never far away from a themed restaurant. That's the thing.
That's true.
Themed restaurants.
That's true.
Now, I guess like, I almost feel like calling them themed restaurants is a little bit limiting because I feel like some of what we may get into is more like, it's like a gimmick.
Yeah. We need to cast a wide net.
Yeah.
The umbrella term themed restaurant, we're going to treat it as a very broad one.
Yeah.
And
a
if there's any
terminology.
Yeah. If there's any indication of theme or gimmick.
Yeah. It qualifies. Yeah.
We'll qualify it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know where to start.
No, because it's not like there's, I mean, I guess you could say like, well, my favorite themed restaurant is. we could do that. But obviously, like, you know, how do you start?
How often
off?
Have you heard someone say that to you? How many
is that ever like on a job application?
Right.
Like, what's your favorite theme?
If you have a, do you have a favorite theme restaurant? Maybe at a theme restaurant.
Be.
If you're interviewing.
Oh yeah.
Basically, the answer should be wherever you're
right,
interviewing.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a big fan of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
A theme restaurant?
I don't know. I feel like it's sort of it has like a fake decor, you know. It's supposed to be like some sort of provincial kitchen or whatever. I think it qualifies.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to count something like I don't know what you were going to qualify as a themed restaurant, but
ready,
if you were going to qualify it, then
you were
it probably
about to you came armed to accuse me of grasping at any restaurant that I felt like talking about. You'd be like, well, if you're gonna, oh, he didn't say one yet.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to.
Their theme is Italian food, right?
Yeah, but like a specific kind, like, you know, like family Italian food, you know?
I've only been there once.
They have a couple of shticks, you know? Kids, draw on the table.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
We'll bring you a gigantic bowl of bread or something.
Is that the drawing on the table, is that like a thing that you get at a lot of Italian-esque restaurants?
That's the only one that I've ever seen it at. I've seen it at other restaurants, but I don't know that any of those were explicitly Italian. I know that I never got to draw anything at Casa Gallardo.
Right. Well, that's a Mexican. Right. That's a Tex-Mex restaurant.
Yeah.
Or was.
Yeah.
No longer exists.
Or was it really?
Yeah. You couldn't. That wasn't Mexican food.
Right. I don't remember it even thinking it was Mexican food. Like it never. What did they have on? Did they have like
fajitas, burritos, tacos?
Huh. I'm thinking of like. Pasta house food.
No. Casa Gallardo.
See, I never went there, so.
But Casa is
I know, I understand, like, I get that, you know, that's where they were coming from Like, hey,
did you think it was pasta?
Maybe.
Why?
I honestly do not remember the menu at all. I've eaten there maybe three times, and I don't remember it.
But it.
What I'm saying is that I think I would remember it if it had been a Mexican-ish menu.
But I don't remember it at all. It was.
Yeah. All right.
That was one of my favorite restaurants ever.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love that place.
Really?
I'm actually really sad that it's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Haven't I talked about the major award that I won there?
No.
I haven't?
I don't think so. You won an award?
I feel bad. I feel like I should listen to every episode of the Archive before we record. Because I just feel every time I think I'm repeating myself. They had, when I was a kid, we went almost once a week to Casa Gallardo. We loved it. Loved the restaurant. And when I was a kid, they had this contest you could enter into. You'd fill out a little form, put your name in the box, right? That and every
it.
Month...
It was just a drawing. It wasn't like a...
Every month they had a drawing.
Okay.
Yeah. The prize was a bicycle.
Oh.
And they had a bike hanging from the ceiling. It's like, there's your prize, right?
Uh-huh.
So we would go every week almost, and every week I put my name in. And after a couple of years, my parents...
After a couple of years? They still had that bike?
Yeah.
Wow.
This will make sense in a second.
All right.
After a couple of years, on a week night, my parents asked me, do you want to go to Casa Gallardo for dinner? And this is a big deal because we only ever went on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And I was really excited. I also had a shirt that I wore every time we went.
And you have told me this story. I don't know if you did it on the show, but yes. I remember you talking about your Casa Gallardo shirt.
I called it the shoe shirt. It was like, how do you describe the blue that it was? It was a very cyan blue, right? Like really bright.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pattern on it of shoes, like just a line drawing of a shoe repeated across it, like a pattern. So I'd always wear my shoe shirt to Casa. So I put on my shoe shirt, I'm sure. And we made our way to Casa. And when we got there, it was revealed to me why we were going on a weeknight, and it was because I had won the drawing.
Oh.
And the prize was supposedly the bicycle, but that ended up not being what, like, they didn't hand me the bicycle. They handed us money to buy the bicycle.
From them?
No.
That'd be pretty awesome. Here's $250. You can only use it here.
Yeah.
For the bicycle. So
here's your Casa bucks. You can use it to buy 50 burritos or this bicycle. No, they handed us, I don't know if it was cash or if it was a check, but they gave us the money for the bike.
Uh-huh.
It was like $60, I think.
Okay.
And what I realized was I don't have to get the bike. I've got a bike. I had a bike, you know.
Like, just tossing the money around. Like, throwing it on people's tables. Just being like, I don't need your money, Casa. I need your bucks.
Instead, I bought a Mega Man video game.
Oh, cool.
I think it was like Mega Man 5 or Mega Man 6 or something.
Wow.
But That was the story of me winning big at Casa. That's not why
in
my shoe shirt. That's not why I have a love for Casa, but it's part of, you know, happy memories there.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that place. It's gone now, closed forever.
Are all of them gone?
Yeah,
completely?
They're all gone.
Huh.
They had really good nachos and salsa.
Why do you think that place is gone and yet something like Applebee's or TGI Fridays?
Well, Casa was, it was a chain, but there were only two or three locations. wasn't a national chain.
It wasn't?
No, no, no.
Really?
It's a local place.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. Wake up.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you're part of the problem.
Wow.
So they don't have the backing that your TGI Fridays or your Applebee's has.
Oh, okay.
Which is a good way to transition into talking about those places.
Yeah, I guess we have to.
The theme
I guess we have to.
Of an Applebee's or a TGI Fridays is take as much shit as you can and put it both on the walls and on the plates. And you've got a restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, that is a time-honored tradition. And I think it probably precedes those two.
Yeah.
And there are many examples beyond them even today.
Yeah.
But you're right. That
they made it. They
franchised it.
They packaged it and sold it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas it may have been a... you know, cool little mom and pop restaurant mm-hmm. with a bunch of crap up on the walls.
Now here's a question for you.
Beforehand. Yeah.
Now do you think that they like got the idea for that from just a general, some other bar grill mm-hmm. that was like, hey, here's a bunch of my junk that I put yeah. on the wall. Or do you think it's sort of like a poor man's like Hard Rock Cafe? Because they have a bunch of crap on the walls, yeah. too. But it's, like, important stuff, ostensibly, right? Some of it, yeah. arguably, right?
Yeah.
But maybe, like, the guy who founded Applebee's was just like, oh, anybody could do that. He's eating at the Hard Rock Cafe. And he's like, what is this? Just a bunch of shit out of Mick Jagger's garage? I got a bunch of shit in my garage. I can just start a restaurant. So he just goes home and he starts pinning crap on the walls.
I like that the like, founder of Applebee's is just was, like, didn't want to get one-upped by Hard Rock Cafe. Like, he was there with friends, and they were like, wow, this is cool. Look at, there's Elvis's blue suede shoes. There's, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like oh, whatever.
Yeah. I got a pair of Adidas.
Yeah, I'll put that on the wall. Go to my restaurant. Shut up, Applebee. That's his name.
Applebee and Friday.
Yeah, Applebee Friday is his full name.
Uh-huh.
Whatever, Applebee. I could do it. And then they went to Planet Hollywood the next weekend.
Oh, no. And then he's like, I got a bunch of movie posters I can hang on my walls, too.
Yeah.
That was, I remember, like, growing up, that was the big one. That was the big...
Planet Hollywood.
No, well, eventually Planet Hollywood.
Hard Rock.
But Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Like, that was the one I grew up knowing about, you know, from a distance. We didn't have one
locally, never understood the, like, I didn't know why it was a big deal.
I think it initially it was just exclusivity, you know, like it was like there was the one or whatever.
Yeah,
or two.
But that went away pretty fast. I mean, they opened them everywhere.
But then that became the thing, like, and that's eventually what kills it. I think it's what eventually what kills you. Yeah. There are too many Hard Rock cafes.
You die. They built another one in Topeka
for every Hard Rock
it's
cafe.
The last straw.
Somebody dies. Has to die. No, that like initially it was like you would see people wearing those t-shirts or whatever.
Would have the name of the city.
Yeah, yeah. And like that was, it was like a badge of honor
yeah.
for somebody, I guess, God. Presumably. But eventually, yeah, they got to be like too proliferate.
It's such a bad logo, too.
It is. It's horrible. Well, you think it's worse or better than the Planet Hollywood one? Because the Planet Hollywood one was pretty bad, too.
I kind of revel in the crapulence of the Planet Hollywood one, though.
The amazing thing about the Planet Hollywood situation is that, like, I don't know about anything about the origins of Hard Rock Cafe. Maybe it was founded by somebody who had some kind of investment mm-hmm. in rock and roll. But, mm-hmm. like, the Planet Hollywood franchise was started by Stallone.
Yeah, oh,
and,
yeah, Willis.
And Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. They used to always do like...
they'd do the openings, right?
Yeah, yeah. They would appear at the various
wow,
places.
I forgot about that.
And if you go, like, if I don't know, maybe it's still that way today, but if you went to a Planet Hollywood, like in the late 80s, early 90s, they would show, along with like music videos or movie clips, they would show like scenes from the latest Planet Hollywood opening.
Right.
It'd be like Schwarzenegger in like a Lemon's jacket with the Planet Hollywood logo.
Oh,
on.
That's right.
Fantastic. I'm very, very excited. I've never been to a party like this before.
So many people out there. It was amazing. I mean, you know, we have done a lot of openings before, and we have seen a lot of people before when we go to the Academy Awards or when we go to movie openings and premieres or Planet Hollywood openings. But this was absolutely amazing. It was much bigger than ever before.
Oh, man. Those were great.
Those were awesome.
Well, yeah. And they opened one in St. Louis.
Yeah.
On the landing.
Yeah. Which was weird. Like, I remember hearing that it was happening. I didn't actually find out about it until the day that it opened. I found out because somebody that I worked with was going down to try to meet Sylvester Stallone, I guess.
I went to it. It's gone now.
Yeah, way gone.
Yeah. Are there any left?
Yeah. Well, I know there's at least one. There's the one in Disney World at Downtown Disney, the giant one that's actually in the Planet Hollywood globe. it's probably like, if there are any Planet Hollywoods left, that one is probably the only one that still has like a crowd, because like people come there from out of town and they're like scared of everything else, but they see Planet Hollywood, they're like, oh, I know that one.
So there's those movies, the Expendables or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that the stuff with all the action stars?
Yeah.
Do you think there's any Planet Hollywood product placement in those movies? Because all three of them are in both movies.
Are they? Oh, yeah, they are.
Like, that was the big deal. Like, there was one scene where they're all like, hey, we're all in this movie.
Maybe. But if they do, then it would have to reflect, like, a diversified
menu. I would
like
them to all meet at a Planet Hollywood in that movie. Right?
I think they should just,
there should be like a crazy action sequence.
Inside the Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they grab props.
Oh, the cardboard cutouts. Do you remember the cardboard cutouts?
No.
Maybe that's only at the Disney World one.
What?
Maybe it is. They had like a wall of the standees.
Yeah.
The life-size standees of all these people. That would make an awesome action sequence where like people, like the guy's trying to shoot them, but they end up shooting like cardboard cutouts.
Because they think it's
Stallone.
Them. But see, I'm thinking too, like the thing about Planet Hollywood is their answer to Hard Rock, because Hard Rock had, you know, memorabilia from music.
Memorabilia.
They had movie memorabilia, so there's props and stuff. They could be grabbing, you know, classic props,
like chainsaws,
the Gatling gun from Terminator 2,
yeah.
or the, you know, I
yeah.
don't know, Rambo's gun, or his knife.
His headband.
Yeah, like, they could be, like, grabbing all, you know, and little winks at the camera, like, oh, look, I'm, you know, I'm Sylvester Stallone, and I'm holding this gun that I held in Rambo, but I'm not being Rambo right now, I'm just being another dude. Or you could have them grab someone else's prop, you know, like...
Oh, yeah. Like they would be traded up. Like Stallone would have something from one of Schwarzenegger's movies.
Yeah, would really work is if you had them... Like, there's, you know, two prop cases next to each other, and one's got that... You know that movie Eraser? Stallone was in, that big laser gun thing?
Yeah.
So the one's got that gun, right? Uh-huh. And then the other one has like Rocky's boxing gloves. Okay. And Schwarzenegger and Stallone run up to these boxes, and Stallone breaks open the boxing gloves and grabs them.
Mm-hmm.
And did I say Schwarzenegger grabs them?
No, Stallone. You said Stallone.
Schwarzenegger grabs
the boxing gloves. Yeah.
Stallone grabs the eraser gun. And then they're about to charge, and they look at each other and they look at the weapons like, and they shake their heads and then trade.
Then
now it's right.
Yeah.
And then Stallone just starts punching people. That could be Expendables.
He's like hitting people and spitting to the side. Yeah.
That could be Expendables 3.
I would watch that.
What is Bruce Willis?
I would watch it.
What
like
his
the
classic
mayor or the governor or something. His would just be like he wouldn't wear shoes.
Yeah, there'd be like, "Oh, after they broke the display cases,
he'd
walk
on the glass." Oh, that's incredible.
I don't remember really much about Planet Hollywood in St. Louis. I remember standing in line. That was overriding the big memory.
You were always waiting in line for it. They had the giant pumpkin from the credit sequence of Halloween 2. Oh. I remember that being a big deal because I was always looking for horror movies.
St. Louis
stuff.
Had it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was downstairs by the restrooms. And it was huge. It was like a 6 foot tall giant pumpkin.
Huh.
And that, it was incredible to me that they actually fabricated this giant pumpkin just for the credits.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
it like opens up, you know, and there's a skull inside of it.
Did you, were you like, this is really cool to see it in
yeah,
person?
Yeah, I was pretty jazzed about it. And they also had a soldier outfit from the Masters of the Universe movie.
Nice.
That was cool.
Oh wow.
So that was neat. There was some cool stuff. The best though, the Planet Hollywood, I guess I've been to maybe 3 or 4, but the one in Vegas, I don't know if it's still there. It was at Caesar's Palace in their mall,
mm-hmm.
like Roman Mall or whatever. It was like a themed restaurant within a themed mall in a themed
Man,
city.
Man, that's
whoa. I know.
That's several levels of theme.
Amazingly.
What would be great is
it's almost as though they would clash.
If only each table had a theme, you know, like.
Oh, well, that's. Get ready for this. Because the bar had a separate theme. It was like, it was called the Monster Bar or the Horror Bar. So they had all these giant tubes.
Did you sit at the bar?
Jason. Yeah.
So you sat at a themed bar within a themed restaurant, within a themed mall, within.
At a themed hotel.
In a themed city.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you should have gotten an award or something.
I think I died right there.
Did they build another Hard Rock? Right at that moment? They built one in Raleigh. No. Wait, you were going to, oh, so was that what you were going to say was there?
Yeah, the Monster Bar was awesome. Like, I remember. I actually looked forward to going there because I hadn't read about it in a magazine or something.
Yeah.
And we got there and that was like my parents had to specially request to eat in the bar, you know, because their nerdy son wanted to sit it next to the, Robert De Niro's costume from Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Oh.
That'll really, amp up your appetite.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at this,
pretty,
Mom.
Pretty excited about it.
That's great, John.
Which kind of brings to mind that that scenario was kind of recreated at Universal Studios in Orlando, which another going a layer within a layer, a themed restaurant inside the theme park.
Yeah.
They had a Monsters Cafe at Universal Studios. And it was like, it wasn't really a cafe per se.
I mean,
it was like a cafeteria where you walk up and order something and or grab it off the line.
Yeah.
Which, hey, I love that. That's great. But then they had monster costumes and stuff.
That's cool. I also went to the Hard Rock Cafe here in St. Louis.
The Hard Rock Cafe?
Yeah. Which is still there, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. It's at Union Station.
My overriding memory was that it was bad food. Like, I got some kind of nachos dish. And maybe it's my fault. I ordered a nachos thing. But it wasn't good.
That's the thing with most of those places.
Yeah. Like they put all the money into the facility.
Yeah.
And very little into the food.
Notoriously bad food. I mean, not bad, but just not good.
You know? Right. There's nothing remarkable about the food.
Yeah. And maybe that is... I don't know if that's more... due to the theming emphasis or if it's just like a synonymous with like a chain, you know, when you get so many, when it becomes like a franchise, I feel like,
well,
it's hard to,
I don't know. I mean, and this is not a themed restaurant, but, there are chains like Five Guys, Burgers and Fries.
Sure.
Really great food. That's a chain.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
they're rigorous in their, you know, rules of
yeah, they stick to a very specific formula, and I feel like in their case it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, they,
you know,
keep it very
doing.
Simple.
Whereas they're not like mixing a bunch of ingredients together and like God, what was the thing I had? I used to eat this at Planet Hollywood. It was chicken
you have
strips.
A dish. You have a dish that you would get it like you went to
I
Planet
did.
Hollywood
I had a Planet Hollywood dish.
Enough. You went there enough to have a dish that you liked.
This is what I always ordered. I don't think I ordered a burger like one time, but every time I can remember, I ordered the chicken crunch, which was chicken strips.
I already
chicken strips
like
that were battered and fried, and the batter had like Captain Crunch bits in it. So
wow.
Planet Hollywood, ladies all right. and gentlemen. I can't imagine why that wasn't
oh,
town.
Brother.
Yeah.
Chicken crunch. That's awful. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of other themed restaurants. I mean, the one that you taught you sort of referenced at the beginning that both of us have recently gone to. And this is where we're casting the wide net, I mm-hmm. think, as far as theme.
It's stretchy.
Is a Lambert's, which yeah. is there's two of them. There's one.
I think there's three.
Oh, are there three?
I looked at their logo and I thought it had three names on it.
It's one in Sykeston, which
right.
is
that's
sort of southern Missouri, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. One in the Ozarks.
Okay.
And then there was another one in somewhere else.
And Sykeston's the original?
I think so.
That's the one I went to.
It had the biggest name.
Okay.
Like, it was like Lambert's Sykeston.
Yeah.
And like down in the corner.
Ozarks.
Yeah.
And this other place. You went to the Sykeston
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
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 That
was my first time there.
Yeah.
This is literally like yesterday as
right.
we're recording this. I
right.
was there.
And I was there a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
For the first time ever. And
a big local, maybe not big, but I mean it's known. It's well known in the area.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's like a nationwide thing, but it's definitely known in the area.
What they're known for is what they term as the throwed roll.
Mm-hmm.
This is a
which
roll.
Is just about as stupid as it sounds. It's
well,
it is. I mean,
it's a hot roll.
It's a hot, literally
a bun.
Very, very hot, piping hot roll.
They come out. They've got a crate of these rolls, mm-hmm. and you put your hand up, and they throw them to you. It's a good roll, though.
It's a very good roll.
It's
great,
big,
provided it doesn't.
It's about the size of a softball.
Hit you in the shoulder. And
well, if you can't
shatter.
Catch it, then I don't know. I mean, look, it's a roll.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to hurt
hurled
if it hits
at
you.
Your, in the general vicinity of
they
your
have
hand.
A really good aim, I found.
Well.
Did you not catch them?
No. I mean, I caught the one that was like tossed at me from
this
a foot
is,
away. But
this is... I'm not going to fault... Lambert's.
I'm not necessarily faulting them either. I
just picture you like you're in there, you know, and they come out with the rules, then you get really excited.
I did.
Like,
I'm like,
oh,
yeah,
you raise your hand,
hands.
Me. The guy tosses it to you, and halfway through the toss, you get scared, and you're like, no. You try. You shield yourself. You're like, oh. It hits you in the shoulder. Ow!
I managed to reach out. It like hit my thumb.
Yeah.
Glanced off my thumb, smacked me in the shoulder, hit the wall behind me, and then shattered into about five pieces.
I caught
only one of which I was able to retrieve.
I caught two while I was there.
Nice.
And then right in the palm of my hand. I mean, the aim was great. You sit in this very large sort of banquet hall.
Yeah.
Right. And these big wooden tables. The roll thing is fun, you know, for a little,
sure.
for the first
sure,
couple
cute.
Times.
It's
yeah.
Cute.
I wouldn't go there like, you know, like
it's
I would
Friday,
the rolls thing would bug me in the end. I'd be like, can you just hand me a roll?
Right. Yeah.
But it's a ridiculous amount of food that they give you.
Yeah.
And when you get a soda or something, they bring it to you in like a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah, like those things that they sell at Quick Trip,
right?
That are like
these big
64 ounce plastic. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they have what they call, what do they call them? Like pass arounds.
Yeah, which is some
this
dude
is
an, or a chick in a funny outfit with a giant bowl of macaroni and tomatoes. What's the
funny outfit? They don't have a funny outfit.
They have, like, suspenders and a bow tie.
Well, that's just their outfit.
Yeah.
It works.
I like it.
I would love this concept of pass arounds, uh-huh. right? I would love it if I was interested in eating any of the pass arounds.
fried okra?
And what it is, they walk around with these big bowls of food that is just free. I mean, free in as much as.
They'll give you as much as you want.
Yeah.
You don't have to order anything.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, fried okra, fried potatoes.
So you could conceivably go there and get, like, a cup of coffee.
And then just eat pass-arounds. And rolls.
You're welcome, people near Lambert's.
Oh.
There you go. If you hadn't already thought of that.
But the pass-arounds I didn't really like.
Yeah.
And the food was,
it's okay.
It was all right.
It's all right. Yeah. You know what the place reminds me of is, like, maybe a slightly more modernly themed Cracker Barrel. Because I would say
of a higher quality.
Oh, definitely. No, without a doubt. But it's also like Cracker Barrel, which I guess is also a themed restaurant.
Yeah.
Is sort of your old timey, as in like sort of turn of the century kind of general store.
Homey kind of. Homey, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas this is maybe a little more like mid. It's like more Norman Rockwell-y era. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got family photos all over the place.
Yeah, they've got a little train, model train going around the ceiling.
They do?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. You know what I think it is? There's two dining halls. I think maybe there's a train in one and there's no train in the other.
It goes through both.
I didn't see a train at all. There was a tree. I sat next to a giant fake tree.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yep.
No train.
They have an arcade.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It was
I got to be
arcade.
A cool uncle.
Oh.
So we're standing in line. Because you got it's
you
like,
always wait in line.
Was the line really long when
it
you guys went?
To the door.
Yeah, so it was we walk in line to the door. And in the sort of lobby there's a little side room, which is the arcade.
Right.
And so my niece and my nephews, they run in there and I think they asked their parents for money, and they're like, we don't have any. And I'm like, I'm about to be what I wanted every adult to be for me. So I went in there, and I took out a couple bucks, got some quarters, and distributed them amongst my niece and nephews.
Nice.
And they got to play. There you go.
Good work, Uncle Drew.
Yeah, I do what I can, you know?
Fire! Can I get a knife and fork?
There were no utensils in medieval times, hence there are no utensils at medieval times. Would you like a refill on that Pepsi?
There were no utensils, but there was Pepsi?
Dude, I got a lot of tables.
So I've never been here, but there's medieval times.
Yeah.
Have you been to medieval times? Duh, we can't talk about it.
No. No, I have friends that went to medieval times and they loved it.
Really?
Yeah. There's another one too, like medieval times, which has like, don't they do like a performance for you too? It's like not only is it sort of themed.
Yeah.
Like people chowing on.
There's a whole show.
But they have like a joust.
Yeah.
And everything.
There's a story to it. And
there's another one along those lines that I don't know if it's still there or if it's as big a thing as medieval times, but there's a pirate dinner show. At least in Orlando there was, I remember seeing that. And the Dixie Stampede, which was, I guess, like a version of medieval times. Maybe.
The Dixie Stampede. Have I gone to that?
Did you have a shirt that you wore to that too? Because I bet it's way more interesting than a shoe shirt.
Why does that sound so familiar to me?
Dixie Stampede.
I don't think I've gone, but I feel like I was. Somebody was telling me about it.
Huh.
It's a horse show?
I think so. I've never been, but.
I don't know if I'd want to eat around horses.
Good point. Although there are horses in medieval times, too. I think.
There were horses in medieval times.
Therefore.
There are horses at medieval times. If you could make your own themed restaurant, and I'm not going to let you do monsters.
Okay, because it's already been done.
Right? Yeah. What would you do?
The first thought that comes to mind would be to do like a skateboard.
Whoa.
Like a skate shop.
I already like it.
Or a skate park restaurant.
Okay, okay.
Where like the tables are situated.
Yeah.
Within like a skate park setting. So yeah. People are like you actually got, skating
you have
around you.
Professional skaters. Skating
sure.
around you?
You know, maybe, no, maybe not professionals.
Well,
just like
the
local
waiter,
kids.
The wait staff should be on
obviously
skateboards.
Obviously, the wait staff is going to skate, yeah.
Right?
But there's also going to be like local kids who are skating around
okay.
you, too.
Yeah, I like
disaster.
It.
Disaster. I mean, yeah, like, it's yeah, such yeah. a recipe for disaster.
Do you allow...
Man, it's great.
So then, is it just skaters? You allow BMX bikers? Do you allow...
I think maybe BMX
rollerbladers.
No rollerbladers.
Oh,
no.
You're so no. exclusive.
No, I
exclusionary.
Yeah. How about this? How about the waiters can be on rollerblades?
No, no, they're on skateboards.
All right.
I want those waiters on skateboards.
What if they serve your food on a board?
Yeah, that'd yeah, be awesome. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe that's like they have a bar. And they're just like every hour or so, they're like peanuts, and they just roll the skateboard
whoa.
Full of peanuts down the bar.
Yeah, you gotta grab what
grab
you can.
It as they go. Yeah.
I think that in any opportunity where something can be replaced with a skateboard,
yeah,
in that restaurant, it should be done.
Yeah.
What do you call it? What do you call that place? Like,
oh, man.
Skate and steak, or steak and skate, or kickflips.
Tony's.
Yeah, exactly. X Games restaurant.
There probably is something like that. There probably is some sort of restaurant theme to that.
I would want
to
do like a future restaurant.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good.
And all the food is... So here's the thing. You don't really go there to eat food. Like, it's a really cool place, okay?
Uh-huh.
And there's all this futuristic furniture. It's updated every 10 years or so to match what people think the future looks like.
Okay.
And
so this is ostensibly a real future that that you're placing yourself into. It's not like a just, whoa, this is spacey stuff. It's like actually
well, it's
a projection of a possible future.
It's space stuff, but it's whatever we think space stuff will be like at that point.
Is it space or is it the future?
Both.
Come on.
No one's eaten at a restaurant in space now. It's the future in space, okay?
Okay. All right.
So there's all sorts of cool furniture. There's like wait staff dressed up as aliens. And it could be like popular aliens.
It'd be awesome if like the appetizers like come out of their chest.
Yes.
They burst out of the chest.
Yeah.
Like it's like at a maybe they serve like Saganaki.
What's that?
The flaming cheese.
Oh wow. You know,
like
all right.
At a,
yeah.
At
at a Greek place. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But instead of them, like, opa, they're like, whoa! Like the flaming cheese comes out of their chest.
Yeah, I like that. But the only problem is that is food that someone could eat. So you go.
But you're saying there is no
food. I'll get there.
What are you doing?
So you go and you walk in and they're like, welcome to Space Station 12, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How many? You'd be like, we have five. Five family units, please come with me. You know, because it's like a robot or something.
Sure, right, right.
And
like a robot or something. I don't know.
And it's like... It's hanging from the ceiling, like, you know, like...
The robot is hanging?
Yeah,
from
yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And it's on a track, so it leads you to your little table. The table is like a floating table.
Nice.
Okay, it looks like it is. It's not really. is, well, no, it's hanging. It's a simulated. It's hanging from the, from like fishing line.
Okay.
So it looks like it's floating. Okay. Don't worry. This is going to be okay.
Okay.
The robot host advised you not to lean on the table and then you sit. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he says your alien waiter will be with you in a moment. And then an alien waiter shows up, and he speaks our crazy language.
Do you understand his language?
And you're like, what the heck, you know? Uh-huh. And until you notice this little button on your table that says Universal Translator and press it, you won't understand him. But once you press that button, he's like, may I take your order? Okay.
So, does he stop? Does he like transition midstream? So
he's like, now, your order. Right?
Good.
And so the menu is like on acetate.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Right? And it's like crazy. It's like green acetate, but with like bright neon green writing on it. Right? It's all different colors, but you get the idea, right? Sure. And you're like, I'll have the Venusian steak, or, you know, I'll have the I'll have the Jupiter fries. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Jupiter fries sound awesome.
I'll have Saturn's onion rings.
No, no.
Come on.
I don't like Saturn, and I don't like onion rings.
All right. Well,
sticking with Jupiter fries.
Okay. So he's like, very good, and he walks off. You sit there and enjoy your... There's no drinks. You sit there and you enjoy your food. You know, you're not food. You sit there and enjoy the company. You look around like, whoa, this is so cool.
Yeah, we're in the future.
Yeah, and spacey future. And like instead of windows, it looks like there's a star field. Mm-hmm. So then the guy comes back and he doesn't have a tray. It's got a little box, okay? Mm-hmm. And he opens the little box and there's four compartments. And each compartment has a little pill. And he places the pill... One pill in front of each person. He says, enjoy your meal. And it's your food's in pill form. Now, the pill's just sugar, okay? Because it's not actually the future. And we have not figured out how to put food into pill form, right?
Right.
So you're just
if
going...
If we ever do, this restaurant is screwed. Because then it won't be the future.
No, 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 because then we'll just do the actual pills... But we'll still have all the cool stuff around it.
Okay.
Or at a certain point, it'll be like a retro restaurant. We'll just transition.
The moment that pill meals are
available. Yeah, it's like, whoa, remember
this
when?
This restaurant is just, it's going to be
well,
like.
Well, that's the thing. When pill form is established, we'll start serving real food. And they're like, remember when people ate food?
Oh, okay. But in the meantime, you just get a sugar pill and that's it.
Yeah.
Do you pay
but it's
real
like labeled. It's oh yeah, you pay. It's really expensive.
You pay like $29.95.
Do you know how much
pill?
It costs to turn a meal into a pill? And you got to account for inflation. I mean, it's the future.
Right, it's 10 years in the future, so
yeah,
yeah, probably more like $250.
Yeah,
for a really choice, you know, like grass fed pill.
Yeah,
you're gonna need.
But it's not about the food. Just like all of these places, it's not about the food. Right.
Right. No, sure.
The experience.
The experience. Right.
So there you go. That's my idea.
That's not going to go over well.
It'll call
with my
it
dad.
Be called the Future Cafe.
That's not going to go over well with my dad.
Why? He doesn't like pill food. He doesn't like sugar pills.
I'm not a fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Walt Disney.
Thank you, Garko. In this exciting age when everyone seems to be talking about the future possibilities of space travel, there's much speculation on what we will discover when we visit other worlds. Will we find planets with only a low form of vegetable life? Or will there be mechanical robots controlled by super intelligent beings? One of the most fascinating fields of modern science deals with the possibility of life on other planets. This is our story. Through the years.
You raise a good point, though, that, like, it is about the experience. Like, I feel like if you are the type of person who is going to go to a themed restaurant mm-hmm. because of that theme,
yeah.
you know, you're not just going to, like, wander in off the street. You're going there with a purpose,
yeah.
and that purpose is to go to the insert you know, blank
restaurant. Yeah, I don't think
you're not as hung up on the food as maybe.
I don't think anyone's like, man, I've got to get to Planet Hollywood this week and get my chicken crunch.
Yeah,
fix.
I can't think of any place like I'm sort of like looking at my notes here and thinking like there really isn't a place that like a really hard line theme restaurant that I think of particularly because of the food being so good.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And you don't go there for the food. And I mean,
yeah.
And everyone I think accepts that.
Yeah.
There's that one place, the Rainforest Cafe or something. You know about this?
Yeah, horrible.
Where are they? There's a, like, are they all over?
I think the company's maybe based in, like, Kansas City.
And it's like you're in a jungle.
Yeah, and they have animatronic animals that every 15 minutes they start
singing. Yeah.
And
then
there's a rainstorm.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I went there with my nieces one time, and my youngest niece, who was I think maybe 5 at the time, really hated that storm.
Oh, like, wow! She really
got upset. And then there's another one that the same company does called the T-Rex Cafe.
I mean, that sounds good.
Yeah, I mean it's
probably
not that
great. Oh, did you send me a link to this once?
Maybe.
It looked unimpressive.
Yeah, I feel like the concept is obviously a winner, but the execution sort of leaves a little bit to be desired. I can't remember if I actually ate there either, so I don't know if the food's any good or not. I'm assuming it's not. I'm assuming it's terrible.
What do you want from a dinosaur-themed restaurant? You want, like, life-size
dinosaurs.
Statues.
Which seems, you know, pretty easy to execute, you would think.
These days and age.
Yeah. But maybe it's just the quality or the way that the dinosaurs are portrayed, you know.
Yeah.
They were very like hyper color and
come on.
It just looked And I guess maybe too, is also sort of the environment. It's like they were very starkly displayed. These are prominent dinosaurs. Yeah, and I'm like, that's not the way dinosaurs are gonna be.
Yeah.
You know? They should be somewhat hidden.
The brush.
Yeah.
It'd be amongst the foliage.
Yeah.
Right. They should have it so that they like pop out every once in a while.
Yes. But they surprise you.
Or
eat your food.
They themselves get surprised, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like they'll come lumbering out and like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, and then they retreat back
into the brush.
Yeah. I didn't mean to disturb you.
What if you had to be the dinosaur? Or what if you had to act like a dinosaur?
I already like that. Yeah.
So like if you like say you are given the role of a velociraptor, you need to team up with a couple of other velociraptors at tables on opposite ends of the restaurant. And like two of you coordinate to distract the waiter and the other one just comes in and grabs them.
And then there's like waiters who have like food on poles that they, you know, put high up in the sky. And then if you're a Brachiosaurus, you have to reach it.
Crane your neck. Yeah.
I like it.
See, I like that way better.
That
than
is
T-Rex,
way better.
T-Rex
oh,
cafe.
Man, that's a good idea.
It's funny you mentioned that, like, you asked what, like, my ideal one would be. There, a lot of them have been done. Like,
but not necessarily... Oh, you mean, are you talking about, like, monster ones?
Well, yeah, like, the monster one is a good example. I still don't feel like either of those instances really do it justice, do that concept justice. But one thing that the one that I do think pretty much nails it is that Disney World also, and it's sci-fi.
The sci-fi
dine-in
restaurant. Yeah.
Which is set at a drive-in in 1958 at night.
Yeah.
So everybody sits in cars facing a movie screen and you know, you have burgers and shakes and stuff like that. And then they show sci-fi movie clips.
Yeah, and trailers and
news reels and stuff like that. And I feel like that really is pretty much as good as that concept can get.
Yeah.
Like they pretty much nail it.
It keeps it simple. You know, the atmosphere is nice. The movie clips and the trailers are pretty cool.
Yeah.
The food is, you know, it's like diner drive-in food. So you kind of, it's not a thing where you're expecting gourmet.
Right.
So you get, your expectations are met by the food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that adds to the overall experience of like, that was fun. That was a good time. Yeah. This made me think of, like, it would be cool if they made a themed restaurant. And this is a monster theme, mm-hmm. where you walk inside and it's sort of like the sci-fi restaurant mm-hmm. you're just talking about, where it's nighttime, right? They've painted the walls and mm-hmm. put stars up on there. And the floor has been made up to look like city rooftops, okay?
Ooh, okay.
And you can the tables are set up on all these rooftops. And every, like, 15 minutes, a giant monster attacks the city.
Okay.
So you have, like, a giant Godzilla head going between the rooftops.
You just blew my mind. Yes.
Or you have a King Kong, like, walking through there, you know, and you can do anything. You could do, like, the amazing 50-foot woman or whatever she is,
or
right?
The amazing colossal man. Or
yeah. Like, all these, or just a made-up one. Like, I wouldn't care if it was just some made-up monster.
Yeah, but it's giant.
And
it wanders through between the tables. Oh, I like this.
And, like, have, like, appetizers on their heads, so you could, like, if you really felt brave, you could grab one. Maybe not that, but... And I don't know how would they do it?
You would have to, it would just have to be arranged, like, all the tables would have to be set up sort of on islands.
Yeah.
You know, and then there would be a pathway through them that was sort of.
Maybe, like, they off-limits. Set up the, so what it is you walk inside and you go up a set of stairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
This takes you up to the rooftops.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you don't know is that below in the streets, they fit like little Mini Coopers,
uh-huh.
and they've put like this housing on top of them that is like a Godzilla head, so they can drive through the streets.
And I thought you were gonna be like, and then the you look down and the Mini Cooper's been crushed because.
I mean, that would be cool too.
Yeah,
whatever they can do.
Oh man, can you imagine like if like stuff like lands. Like helicopters, like land on the.
Yes.
Every 15 minutes, like something crashes onto the thing. There's a helicopter down.
Whoa.
Or the Statue of Liberty head comes rolling.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, man.
That'd be amazing.
See?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
We should make restaurants. I mean, we've got the ideas.
Obviously.
I thought of one, of another one. And of course, I've forgotten it now. It was at a theme park. Oh, you know what I thought of? It wasn't. We're casting a wide net.
Okay. Right?
So, when I was like 17 or 18, we went on the Disney cruise.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, its meals are included. So you go mm-hmm. to the restaurant on the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
And one night they had this thing where. The wait staff all wore black and white, and the dishes were all black and white, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then halfway through the meal, they turn everything to color. So the lighting all changes. The wait staff come out in the different clothes.
Uh-huh.
The food is all colorful suddenly.
And doesn't, like, the walls?
Yeah, the walls change too? Yeah.
I've heard about this place, yeah.
Everything changes. That was a cool...
That's awesome.
You know, little... So not a themed restaurant per se, but a themed experience.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the whole idea was, like, you know, Disney, black and white cartoons, and then the world of color.
Right? Man. Did they play the song?
I think they
did.
That'd
be awesome if they... Oh, man, like, at the transition...
I think they did play that song.
Man, that's rad.
It was pretty cool. And the funny thing was that I was like, I think I was 17 because I was in between age of like adult, as far as this cruise is concerned, mm-hmm. adult and kid, right? Like I mm-hmm. fell in the neutral zone. And so they gave me like the kid's dessert.
Oh, nice.
Which was good because it was much better than the adult dessert.
With all of her secrets to see, the world is a treasure trove of faces, fabulous faraway places, the hopes and the fears, the joys and the tears of people like you and like me.
The kingdoms of magic and science.
The glorious story of art.
The world of romance, of music and dance. This world where we each play a part. The miracle of imagination. The marvels of earth, sea, and sky. These wonders untold are ours to behold in the funny world, the sunny world, the wonderful world of color.
Is that it?
Oh, there is one.
What?
Yeah. What I think it? This one definitely qualifies as a theme restaurant. But
tell me about it.
It's called the Magic Time Machine.
Where is it?
It's in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
It's hard to describe it. It's like a bunch of hippies got together and decided to start a restaurant and then all dressed up like pop culture characters.
Yeah.
Like without getting the rights to dress up like characters.
Good.
And they've somehow managed to sustain themselves doing this for 40 years now or whatever it is. I went there for my birthday a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so our server was Forrest Gump.
Wow.
And he was assisted by Spider-Man.
What?
I know. It's so just a bunch of weird mishmash.
Was it a good Forrest Gump?
He was a really good Forrest Gump, yeah.
Wow.
He came in. He's like, Forrest Gump? I'm going to take your order.
Well, how was he dressed? Like, what outfit?
In, like, the
the white suit?
No, not the white suit. Like, the like, teenage Forrest Gump.
Mm. I would have gone white suit on that.
Maybe, but it's sort of a rambunctious place. I could see that getting
down. Which Spider-Man?
Oh, the blue and red.
Classic costume. Yeah, good.
Like pajama quality. Wow. Spider-Man. Fantastic. Nice.
Who else? Like, who else did you see?
Captain Jack Sparrow was there.
Okay,
he's
a good one.
Like one of the newer ones.
Was it good?
He was okay.
Yeah.
He was all right.
Like, are these costumes? Does it look like they kind of like got stuff that sort of looks right, or does it look like they put a lot of work into the costume?
They put a decent amount of work into it.
Okay.
I would say it's like Halloween costume quality.
Yeah.
Plus layer, you know. Yeah. It's not like they didn't have a whole team dedicated to making these costumes.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, I wonder if maybe everybody gets to like pick who they want to be or something, cuz they've changed over time.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was.
Well, who else do you see? Jack Sparrow.
That's all I can remember.
Come on.
That's all I can remember. But we should look on the website because I think they have like a roster of people. Mm. It's great.
Wow. Where's it? What's it called? The Magic
Time Machine.
Time Machine.
Yeah.
And it's in San Antonio?
Yes.
Wow. That's nowhere near us.
No.
How am I supposed to go?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe we can go there for a road trip next year.
Oh, that's a long road trip.
Yeah. Man, it'd be awesome to do like a themed attraction or a themed restaurant road trip.
Yeah, it would.
That could be, oh man, that could be a new show. Like
Food Network. Like themed restaurants.
It could be themed restaurants.
Yeah. It would go for like a season.
Yeah.
But good enough.
There's other countries that probably have themed restaurants. I am. You are.
Oh, us.
We're going to host it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we call it? You got to come up with a pun with the word theme. Theme Torrance.
Done.
Theme Torrance with Drew and John.
Done. Theme Torrance. I can't wait.
You'd watch that show, wouldn't you?
I would.
I mean, you're in it, so.
Yeah. I wouldn't have to watch it.
Yeah, you'd be.
are we ready to put this one in the archive?
Yeah, but I want to go to a lot of these restaurants now.
All right. Let's go.
You're driving.
Dude, I got a lot of tables.